Well, what happened was yesterday, the company again refused to bargain a contract with us. This is now the third attempt that we've had of trying to bargain a fair contract with them. They continually break the law. We filed numerous National Labor Relations Board charges against them, and they basically forced us to do this. We had no other options, so we took our members out on an unfair labor practice strike to try and force the company back to the bargaining table.
And, Mike, is this going to be happening in selected neighborhoods across the board or what?
It is going to be happening in all neighborhoods that have waste and yard pickup from waste management.
And what are you telling people to do if they find out that their garbage has not been picked up for the day?
Well, they can go to SeattleTrashWatch.com. It is a website that we have set up that allows them to have a 1-800 number they can call. They can call their city officials and ask their city officials to enforce their city contract with waste management. Most of these contracts have fines and other types of provisions in there that the cities can use to make waste management either come back to the bargaining table or make sure that their trash gets picked up.
We're talking with Mike Gonzalez representing the Teamsters Union. Mike, do you know, will Allied be honoring this picket? Will they also be joining you guys on strike?
No. Allied got a deal done with us. We fully recommended it. The members fully recommended that deal. They will not be on strike.
And what exactly are your complaints when it comes to unfair labor practices and waste management?
Well, charges we filed, including bargaining and bad faith, that being the main one, coercing employees, you know, threatening to retaliate against our workers, changing their working conditions. They're using all the illegal tactics a company usually uses to force members to take a contract that they have not fully bargained with us yet.
Mike, we know you got to go this morning. The one thing I wanted to ask you is to talk to our listeners about if they were scheduled for a trash pickup today, there's a chance that that trash might not be picked up. What would you tell them?
I would tell them to call their city officials. I would tell them that, these employees work for the biggest sanitation company in the nation. The other two companies, the local company, CleanScapes, and the second largest company, Allied, have come to an agreement with us. Both those contracts are on just about the same. I have no idea why waste management is taking this tactic. And if waste management comes back to the table and actually bargains in good faith, this can all be over with. I mean, that's all that has to happen.
And Mike, waste management is going to have teams, they say, ready to pick up the garbage. Will you be following those teams? Will you be trying to, get some attention as to the fact that there are people in here taking over your jobs?
Yeah, we will be picketing those trucks as they go out. The one thing I would say the community can do is go to SeattleTrashWatch.com again. They can see the YouTube video of what happened down in Oakland. I believe they only had close to 200,000 residents. And by the reports I got, waste management had about between 400 and 500 of their green team trying to pick at, and that, you know, we have now, and it was a disaster. We have close to 1 million residents in King and Snohomish County that they're going to be trying to do the same thing with. So again, the best thing that the customers and the residents of King and Snohomish County can do is call their city officials, tell their city officials to get waste management back to the table, bargain a contract in good faith, and this can all be over.
Mike Gonzalez with the Teamsters. Mike, thank you for making time with us this morning. Still in question, though, will the trash be picked up at your house today or not, and how long will this go on?